I am your host, William Grant. I have been running a solar company here in Peoria for 6 years, and we have helped thousands of people go solar. I've been in the industry for going on 12 years now.
My name is Austin Baer. I'm your co-host here at the Solar Power Hour. I'm your local solar consultant here from Peoria. I've been in this industry for going on about 5 years. I've had the pleasure of helping a little over 400 families go solar here in the local community.
Welcome back to another episode of the Solar Power Hour. This is episode 21. Sorry about the delay, folks. We've had a couple of guest speakers on that the podcast will be rolling out a little bit later. But yeah, it's a pleasure to have Austin back here.
And what's up, everyone? Been busy. Been staying busy, but glad to be back.
Absolutely. I think we're all just looking forward to the end of the year being here and starting anew in January. But yeah, we have quite a bit of information to go over with you, so I hope you listen till the end. A lot of it is very, very important for anybody that lives in the state of Illinois. A lot of it has to do with Ameren's changes. And I'll let Austin go over a little synopsis of what we're going over here.
So again, very informational packed episode, but again, very pertinent information at that. So we've got Ameren's updates on a more local basis, but also again, a little statewide legislation that's been passed recently that again is going to have a pretty major impact on us in the upcoming years. And then we've obviously got some industry updates, obviously, on the solar side of things. And then we'll top everything off with more local, sun collector updates for everyone that's in our community here.
Yeah, so stay tuned for the feel-good stories at the end, because the first part of it might not be so feel-good.
It's bumpy, but I guess the silver lining and everything, I mean, and I think that people will kind of understand in the long run. I mean, we have some major things to undertake moving forward as a state and a community, and obviously Absolutely. It's, money is going to be a major aspect of this, but I think at the end of the day, again, we're moving in the right direction because of what we're trying to do, but it is going to be costly.
Yeah, and to get into it, right, so let's not fickle around too much, but with the Ameren, there are some things in between the Ameren and the state and power in general in Illinois, there are some things that are changing. So I don't know if everyone's seen it, but around Halloween, there was an $8 billion rate increase or project that got approved for massive battery storage facilities to help our grid out. As well, right before that, we had a $1.5 billion and another $1.6 billion, so around $3 billion for transmission lines. And what we're running into is that we're going to have to pay that for that as a consumer. Now, what Austin said, it is going to be a net positive. So keep in mind, the state's goal is to go 100% renewable by 2050. And when we get to that mark, 25 years from now, power costs probably will go down quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, these are things that we need to do. We need to be able to, instead of running one line of transmission, now we can run two on the same high voltage lines. So that helps with getting power to where it needs to and a loss of waste, right? So we don't want to waste the power and send it here to go there and losing all this power, because it's not this infinite power source that we all think it is. There is line loss. So every time it goes through those copper lines to go down to the next place, it is going to cost us some of that electricity that we're generating.
And so just kind of go a little deeper into that, what that would look like moving forward for Ameren customers. So the Green Energy Bill is physically what was passed. And so on your Ameren bills, what a lot of people typically do is they'll look at that top number in the right corner. They're upset, they pay it, and then they don't really want to look at their bill for another 30 days or so. Totally makes sense. But for the brave and the adventurous, you go into that back page there, all the way down at the bottom, it says state and local taxes and other mandated fees. If anyone's been saving their Ameren bills, if you go back and look at a bill from 4 or 5 years ago, that part would be relatively minimalistic. But if you look at your current bill, it's upwards of 10 to 15 line items on there. Unfortunately, what this is going to do is add another line item on there. It'll either say the capacity charge or the battery assessment charge. And so it's just another one of those things that we're all paying into. Again, net positive in the end, but it does cost us all, in the current. And so it's just one of those things that, again, everyone always knows that their Ameren bills are typically going up. But the whole point of us, here with you guys right now is to deep dive into that so that you guys can be educated on what's actually going on with Ameren. And so, again, just I believe that project is supposed to take place. We're in 2025, about to enter 2026. So it's a four-year program, and we should be seeing some benefits from that by 2030 for the line programs, from my understanding.
Absolutely. And to simplify that to another level, your bill is broken into three parts. Most of you guys know this, but if you don't, you have your delivery charge, which Ameren is only in charge of delivery. You have your suppliers, because it's a deregulated market. You can now pick between different suppliers. You can go get your power from solar fields. But keep in mind, if you go to sign up with a different supplier, it's only taking care of the supply side. the delivery side is all on Ameren, is what their cost is to get the power to you. And then the caveat is that bottom of your bill, those taxes and fees. So back in 2019, when the clean energy bill got passed originally, there were 15 line items that were set to be forth on that. And, you know, just we live in the state of Illinois, so everything comes out of your taxes or your fees or comes from this, that, and the other. We all know the state's struggling with income, so it's not like they're floating the bill for this. So it's going to come down on the bottom of your bill. Now, the cool thing about that is that the bottom of your bill and most of the taxes and fees that you're supply and delivery is all based on how much power you bought, you draw from the electricity grid. So if you're not drawing that much power, and let's say you're a business or a homeowner and you put solar in your house, you're now not drawing so much power from them and you're not getting hit from three different sides. So it can be very confusing to most. And when you have, oh, your delivery went up or your supply went up or your supply went down and your delivery went up, it can be very confusing. But just keep in mind, there are three parts to your bill and it's all based on how much power you draw from the electricity grid.
Yep. And I guess just to kind of piggyback off that as a fun point. So under the state and local taxes and mandated fees on that section, again, if you look at your kilowatt consumption for the last 30 days, that's what they're going to use as the multiplier or what you get charged for in all of those. One of the main ones that I always break down with homeowners, and it'll be on your Ameren bill if you look on your most current one, but it's the renewable energy adjustment. That is where all the funding for the state incentive, which we'll touch on that a little bit later, but we are all currently paying into that. We have been since the incentives induction, but a very blatant way that I love expressing that to people is that you're either A, taking advantage of the money that you've been pooling into for years now, or you're B, just kind of helping everyone else go solar throughout the state because that's what they're going to be using for an incentive. But again, a lot of people don't typically go too deep into it, but just know that, I mean, that's where all those costs are coming from. We're paying for it and we're supporting the, you know, the infrastructure change that we have coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, Austin, I mean, we look at 25 years from now and what the grid could look like. It would be self-sustaining. It would be smart. Everything would be run on, you know, different algorithms. You have battery storage as a part of it. You have renewable energy as a part of it. And again, the goal for the state of Illinois, which doesn't seem to be stopping, no matter what the tax credit of the federal government says, doesn't seem to be going anywhere. The idea that we're going to be 100% renewable energy by 2050. All I mean by that is every bit of the power we consume as a state is going to be produced by renewable energy, which would be a net positive for not only the state, the country, everybody else. Now, it's going to take us some time to get there. And we are all, you know, people listening to Austin and myself here working with the solar company. We're just pawns, right? We can't make this stop. Your votes can help or you're this, that, and the other. But this is, we're just playing in the field that we're giving. We're not over here trying to change the world. We're just trying to give people what they can benefit from.
Dealt some cards, and that's what we're playing with.
That's the damn truth.
So, unfortunately, on a microcosm, again, our state's, you know, current ambition right now is by 2050. Again, we're supposed to be 100% clean energy, and I know that is a lot of infrastructure change to take on in the next 2.5 decades. But on a global aspect, I was just reading about this recently, just to make sure I had the numbers right, but clean energy itself has taken the capacity of about 34.3% of our, you know, the globe's production for energy. That has surpassed coal now at this point, which was sitting at about 33.1%. And so again, it is year after year, but whenever you kind of look into these articles and see the projects that are going offshore, onshore, the farms, the battery capacity, I mean, everything is adding up at this point. So again, there is a long-term vision. It is costly now, but the idea is a much more efficient future. And with everything that we're putting onto the grid and everything that we're finding to plug in, there is no really alternative to be explored because our grid cannot currently support what we're going to be doing moving forward.
Absolutely. And it kind of reminds me of a time when, you know, obviously I wasn't alive, but FDR and the highway system. Right. So the highway system was a radical idea and it cost a lot of money. And same thing with other countries and their, you know, high speed trains and their public transportation systems. These cost people money. Right. But the net positive is there. So let's dive in. Right. Let's talk about each and every one of these. There's three different ones we're going to cover from the Ameren state level and what those look like. So, you know, let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's go over the $8 billion one. So $8 billion has been approved, or the project's estimated cost is going to be around $8 billion. It is for battery storage. Why is battery storage important? Well, if you're producing all this renewable energy and during the day, sun shining, winds blowing, you're producing all this energy, how are you going to store that to be able to use it in your night? How are you going to actually be able to use 100% renewable energy if in the nighttime the wind stops blowing and the sun stops shining? Right. So $8 billion of that is to turn the old coal plants and other facilities close to substations into battery storage facilities. And those are going to take maintenance. It's a lot of jobs. There's so many benefits to this, but just keep in mind, we are all going to pay for that as consumers. And we're going to get to the point of why that's important to you, the listener, if you don't have solar already, and what you can do to mitigate these costs. But at the end of the day, $8 billion. The rate increase for last year was what, $308 million or something like that?
Correct, is what we were approved for. And then, on top of the additional, I believe, what, $60 million that we get to do this year, or what we've been approved for as well. So unfortunately, that does not slow down at any point, whether it's 300, 60 million, I guess they're all just numbers at some point when you just keep saying them. But it does have to be, the bill has to be flipped some point or another. And
Absolutely.
Ameren is, a for-profit entity, which means that you and I, as good Ameren customers, get to, take part in that.
Absolutely.
But so $8 billion through the Green Energy Bill alone, which has already been passed. And then on top of that, again, there's the Central Illinois Grid Transformation Program. That's an additional $1.6 billion. That was, again, as I talked about earlier, 2026 is when we'll be seeing that go into effect. And that should be about a 3-year program, maybe four. But as of 2029, maybe 2030 is when you will see that actually in effect. So again, just like most things on your bill, it's going to pop up. It'll be there for a few years. We'll all be taking part of it. But that is, again, constructing 380 miles of grid line. And so again, it's updating our infrastructure on a statewide level. But again, just like all things, someone has to pay for it currently. But the net gain that we're going to have from that, and again, we were watching a video on, how the power lines currently are versus what they're going to be turned into, and just the amount of efficiency that we're going to be able to retain from this, it is, again, we're just getting with the times in a sense.
Yeah, the name of the game is just line loss. We're sending a lot of electricity to certain substations when we could be sending half of the electricity one way and the other half the other way. And at the end of the day, it's a lot more efficient, excuse me. And so, on top of that, there is another 1.4 billion. And what was that one about, Austin?
It's the Illinois River Transmission Project. So it's another 375 miles of lines and substations being added. And so again, that's on top of the 380 miles previously. So we've got two different projects going on there. They're 1.6 billion, 1.4 billion, separately. But again, on top of the 8 billion that we're already getting approved for, again, they're all just kind of numbers as you keep saying them. But we're currently $11 billion in total. In our research, we weren't able to find much more. I hope that there's not much more as of current that we get to, partake in. But again, just as of recent legislation that, we're going to be undergoing, again, this is all on top of the state energy law that we passed, a few years ago. So it all adds up. It is all in the same direction that we're moving towards. But again, this is just keeping you guys as updated as to, whenever you open up your Ameren bill in another 6 months and go, what happened? This is,
At least we told you.
correct. I mean, the writing's on the wall. It is nice enough that there's, information that's been put in black and white for us. And again, the Peoria Journal Star, I mean, there's lots of local information, but then also it gets a little dicey sometimes because you find so many different things online that say, this, that, or the other. And so again, we do try and really make sure that we do our due diligence. But as of right now, these are all confirmed and, I mean, very much so real. And so it's, sink or swim, and our state's really choosing to try and stay afloat and make sure that we're updated. But again, it's coming down onto us.
I like what you just said there about just what we're trying to portray to people, because we're not here to be the end all be all information source for anyone. Always want people to do their own research. And with these programs and the approved bills, we don't exactly know how that's going to hit everyone's Ameren bill. I can't promise you that next year your bill is going to go up by 50% because we're paying for all this. We just want you to be aware of it. At the end of the day, last year was 300 million aroundabouts rate increase. The year before it was $180 million. This next year, we have these two new pro three new programs to take into consideration. And the misinformation or the confusion comes in when you're talking about, oh, well, the delivery just went up by this much, and the supply just went up by this much. And then you have the taxes and fees, and it becomes so convoluted that no one understands it. It's kind of like going to Walmart when you go to like buy something off the shelf, and 2 years down the line, it's now $50 higher, $20 higher, $10 higher. It doesn't really matter what it is. But at the end of the day, that price point is just going up a little bit, a little bit, a little bit until we get to this point to where we are now. And at the end of the day, these are very good programs. We do need to upgrade our grid. We do need to make sure that we're standing alone and we're not dependent on these foreign sources or coal or things that can hurt. I mean, we all know that, hopefully we all know, but back in 2019, when the Edwards plant shut down, there was a 4 point something billion dollar settlement for the local Peoria area just because of how much damage that plant had done to the people surrounding it.
For sure. And I mean, guys, Will and I have quite literally traveled the country doing solar. We've gone coast to coast. We've seen or seen different industries, different power companies, and just how different states abide. And one of the biggest eye openers that I've ever seen in this industry is how the West Coast operates. And again, their legislation, precedes us by about a decade, but their state underwent almost a mirror image of what we're going through here in terms of their coal plants
Exactly.
being decommissioned, a huge push towards green and renewable energy. But the bare bones reality is that they're currently paying about 3 to 4 times more for the same power that we're using here. And so again, if you open up your most recent bill and it's $285 or $400 or more, and you've said, I've lived here for 10 years, I've never seen a bill this high, which I saw as a record amount over this year specifically. You could imagine tripling that bill or quadrupling it. And that's what people on the West Coast are currently dealing with. And so again, it's, again, not meant to be fear-mongering by any means, but it is the reality of, what these programs can entail and, what the industry does lead to. And so again, net positive at the end, but there is a price to be paid with it. And we're not the first state
Absolutely.
to undergo this. There is a, just history repeats itself. And so we have been able to see this firsthand and just know that the writing is on the wall.
Yeah. And we've been out here for the last 6.5 years. We're going in February, it'll be our 7th year here in Central Illinois doing what we do is, and we only do ownership and all these other positive things. But with these different changes that are happening, we're all going to pay for them. Myself included, Austin included. Everyone that pays a power bill is going to have to pay the cost to update this grid, right? Or your taxes on the other, flip side of things. So what we offer to people is, again, the consultation. Austin's in homes every day, all day, just to educate people. Here's what you're currently consuming. Here's what your return on investment is going to be with all the programs implemented. And then on top of that, we have some very positive things that are happening. I don't know if it's a good time to transition into the tax credit ending, which, it's there.
For sure. Again, if you don't know, now you know. But the federal tax credit is ending as of December 31st. So we are, what, the last 3 weeks of the year or 2 weeks of the year at this point. So,
Can't sign up now and get a tax credit, I promise you.
correct. We have been working relentlessly. And I will give a huge shout out to our teams that have been in the cold. I mean, guys, talk about a company that literally bends over backwards to get the job done. We have had our guys out in the weather, like they've been getting it done week after week. And obviously we've gone through the trials and tribulations of, the cold weather, and we can't control everything, but I will give a huge shout out to our team because we've had the best of the best out there doing installs, even in the worst weather conditions that you could be in. Most companies aren't going to do that for you. So we've been making the deadline on a lot of projects and really helping people cross the finish line. But this is the last year for the federal tax credit for residential. The little
But is that a bad thing, Austin? Because when you live in a state like Illinois and you have a power cost that just keeps going up and up and you're losing 30%. Because last year, what do we experience? Like what, 50% rate increase?
I will say that over the last couple of months, that even with the federal tax credit going away, it hasn't shied away for solar making sense for anyone. I've had, just as many people sign up. It still makes, I mean, again, you get our with or without the federal tax credit, that does not change the benefit of solar for the next 4 decades plus. You're still getting the backup battery system. Everything is warranted for decades. It's all transferable, but the peace of mind that you're getting with the system, that's not changing whatsoever. And people see that. The value of solar has not decreased whatsoever just because one out of the 4 to 5 incentives are still available or is gone while the others are still available. So by all means, do not let people dissuade you or make solar not sound like it makes sense now. By all means, the numbers are what the numbers are, and that's what people are going to base their decision off of. And again, so the silver lining in that is with, on the residential level, with it going away, it doesn't matter. Airmen's rates are naturally going to subside or, kind of compensate for that as time continues to progress. Again, I hope that anyone that's listening for the last 10 to 15 minutes would have a little bit more, I guess, belief in that regard. But the idea is that there is still this Illinois Shines program. Ameren in themselves has two major rebates that people are able to take advantage of. And then on top of that, there's additional tax strategies that business owners, farmers, it's absolutely worth looking into. The numbers still are very much so worthwhile. On top of that, though, guys, again, as William said, I'm in people's homes all day. I don't mind telling people if this is a bad fit as well. Part of our job is to disqualify people. We will have the honest, upfront conversation as opposed to the easy one. And that's, again, what distinguishes us from a lot of these, out-of-state companies.
Yeah. And I think, just in what I've been hearing the last couple months and the tax credit ending, how is that affecting your business? Just the same questions that everyone's been asking. At the end of the day, we don't need a tax credit. The tax credit, the Illinois state incentive, the Ameren rebates for batteries, all of these programs are to jumpstart something.
Right.
Just like you're jumpstarting a car. Your car battery's dead. You need somebody else to just plug in a little bit and then you get the amperage and then your alternator starts running. So now your battery's charging. So same thing with these solar programs. They're not meant to be forever. You know, we faced this before. Austin's faced this before.
It's,
the tax credit was set to end. It was set to scale down and then go away altogether.
You know,
then,
it's funny too, because some people, you know, you hear the saying, it's too good to be true.
Right.
It's almost like some people needed the tax credit to go away to get that, like, that little spark to go, oh, snap. You know, and I don't say that, you know, to make fun of anyone, but there have been people that realize, like, oh, well, that's gone, and it's probably not going to get too much better for the incentives, and so might as well take advantage of what's around while we can. And again, guys, we're never here to, you know, it's just a point, or I guess to offer solutions. It's been the same thing for the last, you know, going on 7 years now, but it doesn't matter what's available in terms of, you know, incentives, as long as, you know, the companies that are doing it properly, and we're going to help segue with all the incentives that are available, solar will make sense. And that's, I guess, the main point to drive home here is do not get caught up on the tax credit going away for commercial. It's still available. So by all means, if you have a business or a, you know, farm, by all means, it's worth still looking into. I think we've got about another 6 months to take advantage of it. So it's worth dialing in.
So let's talk about that for a second, Austin, because I think we can dive a little deeper and a little simpler.
Sure.
So with the tax credit ending on the residential level, and keep in mind, our company only does ownership. Yes. We don't do leasing because we don't feel like that's the best bang for buck for the people in the central Illinois area or in the Illinois area in general, because you're getting so much of these incentives that the company then would take advantage of instead of you, the person, taking advantage of. So let's dive into the commercial aspect. So for the next year, it is December 31st of next year. As long as you installed or some paperwork pushed by the middle of next year, so, you know, call it July, beginning of July, as long as we get some paperwork moving on that, you then have 5 years to get your commercial system installed. But just to take advantage of the full tax credit on a commercial system, I mean, we can do 200 kilowatts, half a megawatt, a megawatt all day long. It doesn't really matter. If you sign up today on a commercial project, you will be done by December 31st of 2027. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. At the end of the day, the commercial people are still getting the benefit of depreciation. The Ameren rebates, because there's no more net metering anymore. If you, for whatever reason, need a battery, and the batteries is a more complex conversation for a different day on a commercial. But at the end of the day, you're still getting the tax credit. And when you put all these together, a lot of farms, commercial businesses are being able to get 90%, 80%, even up to 100% with different, you know, grants that are available. Subsidized. What does that mean? It means you know, as a commercial person, you're getting a $200,000 system. This can produce, let's call it 80 to 100 or 50 to 100%, depending on who you are, all your power produced or most of your power produced. And you're getting most of it subsidized over the next 7 years with the state level incentive, the tax credit, depending on your tax appetite, all these little factors that we sit down and talk to people about and explain to them they're on their actual bill and their actual tax benefits. But at the end of the day, it's such a good time for solar and commercial. It's insane what the benefit's going to be for these people.
And from a business owner's perspective, because I want to highlight off something you said there, guys, it doesn't matter what your total project cost is. Obviously, when you get into commercial, the system sizes are going to be larger. Be a $200,000, $500,000, $700,000 system, your net cost on this project, again, if I can show you a $200,000 system with a net cost of, you know, 20 to 30 grand, and then you compare
way less than that.
Correct. But then you compare that to what the system is going to produce and save you for the next 30 to 40 years, guys. Again, commercial deals, it's just very fun to be able to go and dive into the numbers, especially when business owners kind of understand how, you know, the numbers work on the back end. But I don't think I've ever talked to a farmer that's not been able to, you know, dance the dance or have the conversation that knew exactly how the system was going to benefit them and their property and their family for the next 40 plus years.
God bless the farmers, man. I swear.
For reals. And so anyone that's got a, you know, Morton building, a metal roof, a business with a flat enough roof that's not covered in trees, again, your Ameren bill is not going away and it's not going down. So the worst thing you could do is possibly explore another alternative that's going to put a lot more cash flow back into your business itself. It's as simple as that. But again, it's while it's available, it's worth taking a look into.
It is. And so let's talk about a painful subject for a second. So there's been a couple of restaurants that have shut down recently.
No.
You know, one of them was your grandfather's, one of his favorite places.
The diner over there in
the 50s diner.
Yeah, my grandpa, he used to go there literally every week. That was obviously a cool demographic for him to be able to hang out with. But no, that was literally his weekly joint. And that's just one of a few restaurants that's recently gone under.
Yeah. And so we talk about it quite often on the podcast. I mean, we're 21 episodes in, people. I mean, if you watch all the episodes that we've ever done, you'll have a very good understanding of what solar is in general. But with restaurants, one of the things we face is a limited amount of roof space for what we can offset with solar, you know, and just bringing it back to your personal level or a business level. Whenever your margins are thin, let's say you're making like 10 to 15% on a restaurant level, maybe 20, hopefully you're making 20% margins on a restaurant. And then your power cost went from 6,000, now it's 12,000 because the power rate's doubled. And then what's going to happen in the future is that's going to double again. So then let's call that 12,000 now, $24,000. And that seems so like out here, it's out in space. No way you could ever imagine paying a $24,000 power bill. It just takes one rate increase. It takes one $8.8 billion battery storage plus a 1.4 plus a $1.6 billion program that we're paying for, or just delivery or supply going up. All these little things mixed together that then turn that $12,000 that used to be 6,000. And keep in mind, people, we've been out here for 6.5 years. It is 3 times higher now than it ever was. I mean, when I came to the state of Illinois, your cost was 6 cents per kilowatt hour. Now we're at 21 cents. It has tripled. Imagine that doubling again and doubling again. And then restaurants on slim margins being able to afford their power cost to feed the people. And then we go into this whole inflation conversation, whereas now you're paying your people more because inflation's high. Now you have to charge people more. Now there's less people at your restaurant. Now your power cost is this, that, and the other. At the end of the day, we are trying to safeguard as many people as we can, but not everyone can qualify for solar. Restaurants are our soft spot because Austin and I both love to eat food. I don't know if you can see it on us, but we love to eat some food and we do love the restaurants here. You know, Austin was a server for years.
We do support local.
We do support our local restaurants, but what we're running into is this huge power crisis where people on slim margins, and we talked about in a previous episode, like the car wash centers or this, that, and the other, like how many quarters you got to put in? Like you put like $8 worth of quarters in just to wash your car. You know, like how, where does the stop stop? And with restaurants, it's not everyone can qualify, but if you're looking at a bright open space for solar on your property and you haven't given a consideration for on the commercial side or a farm side, for the love of God, we're here to help. We won't go in there and high pressure sells you. We want to show you exactly what you're going to get back, how all these rebates and incentives are going to affect you, and what the future looks like. And that's all we try to do on this podcast. It just, you know, open up our hearts and our minds to you, the consumer or the listener, to make a difference. Because if we can make a positive impact on your life or your families, then we've done our job.
I love telling people I'd hate to show you something that makes sense. That's literally
what a good line. I like
I really,
that.
you know,
I'd
at the
hate
end of the
that.
day, it's again, I can't force any. You can lead a horse to water, but I love telling people it's one of the first things every time I get into a home. I'm not here to force a project onto anyone's property. I'm here to answer your questions, and I know that if this makes sense and when it makes sense, it's going to be a very organic fit. And for what it's worth, I'm not here to waste your time. I'm going to let you know if it's not going to be a good fit so that I can get out of here before we need to go too deep down the rabbit hole. And I tell you what, no one ever, you know, is unappreciative of that because people would rather hear it how it is. And again, there are far more things. I think it's important to reiterate that there probably are more things that will disqualify people that make them a good fit for it. And that's
Absolutely.
not, again, meant to be discouraging, but that's just to be real with it. If you walk outside and you're looking at your restaurant, you're like, oh, you know, if these 14 trees weren't here, this would be a really good fit. That's a conversation that, you know, maybe you have with an arborist first before you have with us. But the whole idea is, guys, that as long as you have an Ameren bill that you have noticed is not going down and you are planning on keeping that property or residence for years to come, it, you know, again, there's always a better solution out there, very much so worth looking into. Again, and that's, there's no BS here. It either makes sense or it doesn't. That's kind of the beautiful part about this is that there's really no in between. And
Yeah.
again, we're never here to force it up. I've had people that I've talked to a couple of years ago and they finally call and they're like, hey, let's make it happen. So again, I'm down to play the long game. I'm not the one that pays anyone's Ameren bills. I'm just here to give you a solution to it. But that's kind of the beautiful part for where we're sitting is we're always just here to help. And that's, you know, as simple as it is. You know, it seems like the industry is going to change every year for better or for worse. There's always going to be a little bit of a give and take, obviously on the state and federal and then, you know, the industry level. But I do think that, you know, year after year, people, it doesn't change fundamentally. The benefit has always been there. Now we're adding batteries into the mix, so the benefits even further than that. I do love that, you know, again, all we're doing is just, you know, kind of amplifying our outreach and what we're doing for the community, and that just doesn't change.
Absolutely. So a couple of different points that I'm thinking about. One, with Sun Collectors, and I did a decent job of this at our customer appreciation event, and we're going to have that every year moving forward. But
the labor we use is here local in Peoria. Mm-hmm. The everyone we employ is here. We all spend our money in Peoria. Everything stays here. So one of the things we're running up against here recently is all these companies coming in from out of state. It's a tragedy. You know, we've outlasted. So we're proud to say we're the oldest standing solar company in Central Illinois. We've been here for over six and a half years. We were here February. The program started up in January. There are some electrical contracting companies have gotten into solar that are older than us. But as far as a sole solar company, we're here. Now we run an electrical contracting company. So we are the youngest infant in the electrical contracting space. But on the solar side, we know what solar is. We know how to do it. We know how to do it right. And we adapt and change with the market. But what we're running into, unfortunately, and it's getting a lot worse, especially with the next year coming with leases, there are a lot of people who are fleeing from their markets and now coming to Central Illinois to try to take advantage of the state level incentives that are still available.
Correct.
Keep in mind, you have to have the right licensees. You have to be able to install the project in a reasonable manner, use the right products, deal with the state level incentive. But it doesn't seem like most of the companies coming out are playing ball on any shape, form, or fashion. So if it seems too good to be true, if you hear someone is going solar with this company and it's like, oh, it's free. Oh, it's, no money up front. They're going to take care of everything. I just have to pay this monthly payment, this, that, and the other. Typically, it sounds too good to be true. It really is. But when it's a 15-minute conversation and some smooth-talking, silver-tongued devil came in and talked to you about it, it might be too good to be true. So again, we're here. We'll always be here. If you need us, call us. If you just want a second look at something, we'll go out and analyze what they showed you versus what we offer. But keep in mind, folks, with all the Ameren incentives, the state level incentives, and then if you're on the commercial, the federal things are still available, it's always best to own your equipment. Do not lease. Please do not lease.
And again, what Will just said could be repeated a million times, and I'm sure it still won't reach enough people. But in my personal experience, again, my job is to be in people's homes daily, giving consultations and, figuring out what the best solution is for them. Following up from a lot of these companies that are from out of state or aren't necessarily as acclimated to, how our industry works here locally. Again, with us being here the longest, I would dare say that we better be the local authorities on how to speak on these matters. But I have followed up multiple companies that aren't really presenting batteries, which is very, I don't want to say disheartening, but for the homeowners themselves, the whole point of the system and the incentives to be taken advantage of is that you have that peace of mind when the grid goes down, that your family gets to stay online. You guys get to, keep watching TV. You can still make dinner. It's not a frightening event by any means. And again, that's not something that, everyone's doing apparently. And I guess I assumed that would be the norm out here for how the industry would be progressing. But I don't know. It just kind of caught me by wind that I've talked to and signed up multiple people recently that I was the, second or third person that they talked to, in which I will appreciate, for the companies making their job a little bit easier whenever I get to come in and say, hey, this is what we do. And again, it's not to ever knock other companies, but again, as my wrestling coaches beat this into me in high school, you do it right, you do it light. The fifth
or sixth time this.
I love it. But, you do it right, you do it light, you do it wrong, you do it long, guys. And so we're always here to do it the right way. But that's,
absolutely,
it never gets worse. Or I guess, how do I want to say that? It never makes me feel upset whenever someone goes, hey, no one ever talked to us this way about it before. No one explained it as in depth as this. And it didn't, thank you for coming over and making it make as much sense as you have, because this wasn't how it was presented to us before. And so again, I wish I could say that I was shocked at this point, but after doing it for a few years, you kind of just learn that, you're not going to be the local authority. Someone else is going to try to be, but no one's going to do it as well as us. And guys, I can't stand by that. Please, again, our reputation speaks for itself at this point, but it's always about education. But just know that, again, if you're ever looking for a second opinion, as Will said, it's always worth looking into with the local people. I always explain, if you're going to get your car fixed, you go to the best local mechanic. If you need your toilet or plumbing done, you simply call the best local plumber. Our job here in Central Illinois is simply to be the best local solar company, hands down.
Yeah, and we're here to take care of you. And at the end of the day, Austin, a lot of what you just said, I hope hits home for all the listeners out there, because, it's nice that we're able to help the people that we're able to help, to reach out and to take that step forward and like, hey, I had a bad feeling about this. I want to call up another company and get a second opinion. But for every one of those, how many, 9 or 10,
right,
didn't? They got swindled or taken advantage of by a company that said, hey, you don't have to worry about the warranties. We're going to take care of your system. You don't have to worry about the cost because it's just a lease.
Right.
The home's going to be easy to sell with that lease on top of it. All the shit that they say that affects all of us, not only as consumers of power in Central Illinois, as someone who runs a solar company, as someone who works with a solar company, you know, we all in Illinois know, or at least Central Illinois, Peoria area, we're one person disconnected. And if you screw over one person, they're going to tell everybody else that it is the worst thing in the world. And unfortunately, we're stuck down the barrel of, it's solar. No, we're sun collectors. It's different.
And people know us at this point now, but our entire philosophy moving into this year and even still moving forward is to repair and maintain the reputation of solar. And again, I think that it speaks for itself. We're not the only solar company by any means, but we are hands down the best. And I can say that with the utmost confidence because we've got the award. I can't
say that. I own the company. So thank you.
I can. No, I've done this long enough that I say that with enough confidence because I've earned that. But I also know that our companies earned that. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't have the team backing us up. But we have our own project management, our own local installers.
Marketing. Everything is through our mouth, right? Everything is done by our hands, our mouth. So we're not just, you know, we're not just stuck with what we got.
Correct, but we're always adapting too, guys. And that's, you know, with this industry, that's one thing that I've learned. And, you know, you adapt the thick skin after a few years, hopefully, if, you know, you can stick it out. But, you know, this industry is ever changing. Obviously, as we've just gone through the recent things that have passed, the worst thing you could do is be uninformed or, you know, just try and turn a blind eye to what's going on because, you know, knowledge at the end of the day is power. And so I would dare say that that's why we've been able to, you know, brave the storms and, you know, go with the ups and downs is because, you know, it's not ever easy. God, I wish this job was easy, but it's not. But that's also
way harder than it should be.
Correct. But that's to no fault of our own because, again, we're just pawns at the end of the day, but we're also navigating through the chessboard better than anyone else. And, you know, we're taking queens. We genuinely are. But I do love the fact
that. What a good analogy. Austin Jam. Put that on a t-shirt.
But no, guys, like I said, we are the best company for a reason. Again, we are not, we are human. And I love telling this to people as well. It's not if a problem occurs, it's simply how it's handled. And that's why we don't only service our own systems, but these other companies that have gone by the wayside are, you know, also projects of our own now as well. And I will say that no one else in the community has that engagement or does what we do on a local level. And so that's, again, we're going to give it to you straight. We'll definitely tell you if it's a good fit or not. But at the end of the day, the worst thing you could do is not look into it at all. If you're leaving something on the table or, you know, you can't put it to bed, that's, you know, again, it, the worst thing you could do is just simply not know. And again, you're never hurting our feelings if it doesn't make sense, but it is, again, your money and how you choose to spend it. But if there's a more, you know, efficient or beneficial way to allocate that money, I can typically tell homeowners they've got 3 or 4 things they can think of immediately when they've got kids running around that they'd rather spend money on than just giving more to Ameren every month. And so again, you've got higher education, college, sports, your eggs are getting more expensive, the world's on fire. So the whole idea is if we can save a little bit of money, you know, and put it back in your own pocket, redirect it towards something.
At least we can help with that.
That's what our whole point is.
Oh, man. So a couple of different things come to mind after that. That was masterfully done. Very proud of you, Austin. That was great. A couple of things that come to mind. One, this is bad news for us, you know, as a city, a state, people. We were talking about $8 billion here, $1.4 billion here, $1.6 billion here. But Austin and I, we're just rolling with the punches. I
mean, it's another year.
it's just another year. Like, we deal with shit every single year after year. Like, from the state, federal. Keep in mind how many jurisdictions we have. Consumer, what their information is. You have the city. Then you have the county. Then you have the state. Then you have the incentives available to the state. Then you have the power company. Then you have the federal government. Like, you talk about cons.
Not to go deep into it, but just the hoops and hurdles that Ameren alone has made us jump through in the last few months to get these installed. We could do an entire podcast episode on just the trials and tribulations the utility company has put us through in the last 4 months.
New code enforcement from the city or state, or like, it doesn't matter. It just, we have to jump through hurdles like this just as you do as consumers. You just have to know they're aware, right? Knowledge is power. How are you going to get that knowledge to you? Is listening to something like this where we're talking about these things that are coming. You know, it might be over a 5-year stint that one of these incentives or one of these fees are going to be at the bottom of your bill. But then there's other things that are going to pop up. In 2019, when they passed that bill, there was 15 allocated funds on the bottom of the taxes and fees. We're probably at 8 or 9 now, 10. I don't even know. I can't even keep track. But it's going to get worse right before it gets better, but it will get better in the long term. But how do you mitigate that as a consumer? What can you do? You can take a look, a serious look at solar. And the other point is, Austin, you said something, it might not be a good fit for you now, but I think that we're dealing with a lot of consumers out there who have looked into solar 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, last year, whatever. And we make this definite decision as people. I don't want a Kia because I hated that Kia. You know, a new Kia comes out and it's like the best Kia in the world or whatever, right? Like, sure. I don't want an EV, but now the Rivian's here.
For sure. Well, and on top of that, I mean, it doesn't make sense for one reason or another. The numbers, you could have had a company that put a bad taste in your mouth and just, you know, dissuaded you from it. And again, that's why we're, I mean, if anything that we've really tried to express is be open-minded. Again, it doesn't have to be a lengthy conversation.
Does it cost them anything, Austin? Like, because are they paying for the consultations for you to sit down for 2-3 hours? Are they paying for you to be there?
Oh, it's just probably going to cost them a lot more money if they simply don't look into it. I guess it would be the only thing it costs them. But guys, I mean, seriously, though, that's really the biggest thing is that, again, it's not meant to be for everyone because it can't necessarily go on every house. There's far more homes out there that might not necessarily be a good fit for this, that, or the other reason, but it's the houses that can take advantage of it. It's almost an absolute no-brainer because, again, the cost isn't going to go anywhere except up, unfortunately. I don't have to explain to homeowners that own their car, their property, everything, or every damn thing that they could theoretically own, they typically do. And so I love painting the picture of, hey, hypothetically, why are you still renting your power if you have the ability to mitigate that? And then when people sit back and think about it for about 5 seconds, they go, that's a pretty good idea. Again, if your house is covered in trees and you can't produce power, not going to go down the whole rabbit hole with you. But again, it's really meant to be as simple as that. The sun, still the most abundant source of energy known to mankind. It feels silly not to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And that goes back to your fun fact. The fact that we're on the world level producing more power with renewable energy than we are with coal. It stands upon its own, right? It's not only that, and when we break it down a little bit further, and we won't go down a super deep rabbit hole, but the amount of labor that it takes between manufacturing facilities, transport, installation, project management, actually maintaining the systems that are installed, there are more jobs available for people. There's more income available for the people. It's more of a net positive. And they're not having to run a coal mine or running massive coal mining equipment, right? So everything's gotten safer. Everything's gotten better. And just to loop back to what you just finished on that point is just, again, if it wasn't a good fit a year ago, doesn't mean it's not a good fit now.
For sure.
Now we have batteries. Now we have all these things. There's always a different, it's always worth a second look or a third look. Just don't be so close-minded to it, you know?
For sure. And the value proposition, what you just said there, again, if you looked into this 3, 4, 5 plus years ago, hell, even 2 years ago, I almost can guarantee you that batteries probably weren't a part of the conversation that you had. And so the way that we've adapted, again, with net metering going away, because again, that's probably something that a lot of people heard and just gave up on solar as soon as they heard about the program ending. Holy cow. The amount of people that we've signed up this year, along with batteries, has been just an even pace with all of our prior years. It has not slowed anything down by any means. If anything, people have one extra layer of insulation and independence now at this point, because if the grid goes down, the battery again allows you to remain online. And that is such a cool aspect with our projects now that many people, as soon as they get a second wind about it, they're like, oh, well, heck, hey, we're actually, that probably was the missing link, or just we weren't informed of that, or that wasn't something we had talked about before. And then again, you dive into all the incentives and whatnot. The conversation typically goes a very positive direction. It's really, again, I don't have to be broken records about it, but you know, that 30 minutes to 45 minutes of us answering your questions could save you, you know, far more than that in terms of how the next few decades work.
I mean, look at our reputation. Why have we been here for so long and done so much good for the community? And why do we still have the reputation we do? Because the ones that took the leap of faith or took that step forward have been greatly appreciated.
Plus, the installations just look sexy. I will say,
we do have sexy installs. Worth,
like, guys, I mean, and I'm going to bash like companies that don't do it properly. But if you drive by someone's install and there's conduit all across the roof and it's an eyesore, you can see up under the systems. Again, do it right, do it light, do it wrong, do it long. Our company's reflection of how we do installs is a clear reflection of our entire process through and through. The batteries, the gateway, the panels, everything. We put so much time and effort into the aesthetics that our whole idea is to be the precedent and the leading light in how to do solar. I want other people to walk by my installs and go, damn, why doesn't mine look like that? Or, hey, how do I get that on my home? And that is where we're at now. I have people now calling specifically asking for our install methodology. They want it to look exactly like how our other installs do. Mm-hmm. And that takes time. That takes effort. But that's, again, doing things the right way. It might take us an extra half day or day to do the install, but that's because the implementation, the way it's being done, is proper. For something that's about to be attached to your roof for the next 40 years, people don't really want to cut corners. And that's, yeah, again, where we excel.
Freaking lately. Why would you? I mean, like, it seems like such a simple concept, but when the money gets in the way and then the leasing option and like all these other things, and longer story for a different day. But Austin, before we get into our company events and what we're going to be doing and like some feel good stories. So what is all this that we just said, you know, the last 40 minutes, what does this mean for the consumer?
As opposed to how it's been different in the past or just moving forward?
Just to summarize everything we just gone through, because we've gone through quite a bit, right? We talk about rate increases. We talk about these different programs that have been implemented. We talk about the tax credit going away. What does that mean for anyone listening?
Sure. So on a consumer level, guys, I mean, unfortunately, at the end of the day, this does mean that your Ameren bill is only going to continuously be impacted. And again, the whole idea is just if there's a better solution, that's what we're here to provide. But between the state and the federal legislation that's been passed, you're going to see more increases on your power bill. Those will be light or itemized line items. And again, there's about $11 billion that we've already discussed in passing. And then that's on top of the additional $60 million that Ameren's approved. And then, you know, your gas, unfortunately, there's a $73 million aspect that was approved there as well. And so it's a trickle-down effect, guys. You know, we're talking about billions and millions of dollars. And what that comes down to is, you know, another dollar here, $2 there. But they all add up. And so this is where your Ameren bill now jumps from, you know, it was $250. Well, now it's on average $320. What happened there? And again, it's now $320 becomes $380 in another few months. And that's
400, 600, correct. 700,
and we haven't even discussed these. And again, that's for another episode, you know, for another day. But there's rate increases in 2026 that haven't even been passed yet that we're staring down the pipeline of or the barrel of as well. Mm-hmm. And so again, guys, it all adds up. It's a, you know, an avalanche. One snowflake starts it and then the snowball develops. And then all of a sudden you're looking down this huge giant snowball coming down going, holy cow, I remember when my Ameren bill didn't have a comma in it. And that's unfortunately, again, on the West
Coast. Put that on his t-shirt.
We're on fire today. But the whole point is, guys, that again, this history does repeat itself. We're not going into this blind. We're not going into this with just pure ignorance. We're looking at, you know, on a nationwide level, as much information as we can take in from our industry. I dare say that we are experts in our industry. I'd hate to say that we're not for how much time. I mean, this consumes us. Clearly, this is all we do is eat, breathe, and sleep solar, for better or for worse. But the whole idea is if we could unplug our brains and put them into you guys, it'd be awesome. But this is the easiest way for us to convey this to you. But so again, just to kind of put a recap on that is that, you know, at the end of the day, these rate increases have to affect someone. And these are for-profit entities, which means, again, as the pawns that we are, we get to partake in this. And as long as we want to keep our lights on, we have to pay for it. And so, again, we're here to offer a solution to that.
Yeah. And the only things I'll add to that, Austin, because, I mean, you are on fire today. I'll give it that to you. We got to keep this guy retired for a couple of weeks and then bring him back. And then he's swinging.
Apparently do hard. Better when I'm sick.
He's better when he's sick. The only things I'll add to that are the cheapest time to go solar was always yesterday. Mm. It's always today. It is never going to change from that. And then, you know, with what we're dealing with as a company, just like other companies, just like people in general, you know, you have inflation hitting the labor market, you have inflation hitting the resource and supply market, you have labor hitting, there are tariffs now hitting just what we do as far as the solar industry. You have this federal incentive shutting down. The cheapest time to go solar is always going to be today, and the other cheapest time was always yesterday. So at the end of the day, take a look at it. Don't put it to bed just yet. If you have talked to us, even if you talked to us 2 or 3 years ago and you're like, well, that wasn't a good fit for me, look at your email, figure out what those numbers were and what that return on investment would be, and now look at your current power bill and see if it's changed. Maybe we're crazy. Maybe we don't know what we're talking about, but I would challenge any of you that are listening, if you've looked into solar in the past with our company 3 or 4 years ago and decided not to pull the trigger, look at your current power rate, look at what the system was, the incentives that were available to you, and tell me that return on investment wasn't there.
Sure.
I would challenge you. Well, keep in mind, we have 30-year warranties, all these benefits, battery backup now. Everything's always forever changing in our industry. And that's why we, you know, again, consider ourselves leaders. We want to be there and take care of people. But now, doom and gloom gone.
Right. We're 50 minutes into it. We can get into the good stuff now. Yeah.
The beautiful. True solar power hour.
Right. Truly. Hey, honestly, this like went by pretty smoothly too. I really appreciate absolutely. How much information Ameren's just given us to talk about. But no, guys, I mean, for what it's worth, like I said, we're not here to fear monger. It's just meant to be educational. But for what it's worth, you'd rather have people giving it to you straight and telling you what's what rather than trying to sugarcoat it and, you know, give you the Care Bear hour. So for
is definitely not the Care Bear hour.
But for the actual updates, I mean, there are some cool things in terms of a very local level. And again, as us trying to be a community-driven company, we want to make sure that we're doing the most on the forefront for you guys, and we want engagement from you as well.
Right.
So something I think is really cool to talk about, I'll kind of segue it, but then obviously feel free to deep dive into it a little bit more, but is our ambassador program. My mom is signing up for it, so thanks, Mom. But no, it's a really cool way for people to, you know, get involved with our company and, you know, to obviously the people that we've had longevity with and really been able to perform with. It's just for people that can give a testament, and we want engagement from them. But obviously, if you want to add any more details.
Yeah, for sure. So just like this podcast, when we're getting to the nitty gritty, the ambassadors are going to get into the even nittier and grittier part of it. Solar is ever changing. And so now we're developing the ambassador program where our clients who have been with us for a while and have sent referrals our way or are very interested in educating others. We'll give them the resources. Mm. We'll have special events. You know, you and I know, and maybe you guys listening don't, we're always at community events, whether it be fundraisers for charities or just showing up to the community or this, that, and the other. But then you get a first row ticket to that as well. So like, you know, before we even give out the tickets to anybody we know, hey, any of our ambassadors want to take advantage of this? So then you get to go be a part of the community with Sun Collectors. Beyond that, you're going to get education materials. Mm. You're going to be able to keep up to date. What are our new programs? What are we offering this month that we weren't offering last month? Really just to stay up to date so you can properly inform people. Again, our philosophy is always education first.
Right.
So if we can educate our ambassadors, our community leaders, better we do that, the better they can help people and inform them in the right direction. Because what we're dealing with now, and you know, I wish it was the other way, but we're getting 3 service calls to 1 person that wants solar.
Mm.
3 people are calling us up, hey, can you fix my system? Can you do this? Can you do that? And we didn't even install it.
Right.
And now, you know, just every 3, we're getting 1 person is like, hey, I'm interested in solar. We want to try to mitigate that as much as we possibly can. We want to get ahead of that. And an ambassador program is a wonderful way for people to get involved with Sun Collectors, be there, be present, be with the team, and also just continual education, continual learning, just like, you know, online courses for college. You're getting the nitty gritty of what solar is. That way you have something to stand on whenever your friends start saying, hey, solar's a scam, or I hate solar, or this, that, and the other, or this company said everything is free and I don't have to worry about all this. It's like, no, okay, well, now you have a leg to stand on.
Right.
So the educational materials, the involvement, the giving back, the special promos, the special incentives that they're going to get, we're building this program out all over the next for the next year. And so I'm super excited for it. I think a lot of people are going to be super engaged and enjoy it. And at the end of the day, we all get to be the Sun Collectors family that we always have been. And now we just get to put a little title to it and give them a little bit of extra love, because we do have some amazing clients.
We do.
Really stand up and stand out.
We love you all, but there's definitely some of you guys that are super active with us and definitely keep engagement. And I mean, for what it's worth, all we're trying to do is give back to the people that are, you know, really, you know, community driven. And like I said, that, you know, some people are just naturally, they want to talk about their experiences. And those are, again, we take a lot of pride in what we do, and a lot of people take a lot of pride in their investments. And so again, this is just a really cool way for people to be able to be open about it. And again, like you said, we're just going to hand you the tools and make sure that you're with us. You did say something there. You talked about like what we're giving away last month, this month, or, you know, just on a monthly basis thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to use that to segue. It is the holiday season. So anyone that I have the pleasure, and obviously anyone that signs up with us this month, we have this whole list of awesome Christmas lists or Christmas presents, ranging anywhere from, I think there's like a Wii, like a Nintendo Switch.
We don't have it with
Wii. Sorry, the Wii's about a decade, man. I'm showing my age right now. The Switch.
recap that. In the month of December, if you sign up before December 30, now I'm messing it up. If you sign up before December 21st, you will have a Christmas present under your tree of your choosing. So anybody that signs up with us in the month of December is a way to get a Christmas present to you way before you get solar installed. Because keep in mind, if you get signed up in the month of December, we're not installing you till March or
maybe April. Right.
It's going to be a minute.
Talking Nintendo Switch 2, Xbox Series S, PlayStation 5. Right. Like if your kids are like, hey, we don't have this yet. They don't have their Dyson vacuum, right. Their, you know, whatever they need, the Ninja Crispy, Ninja Blender, all sorts of good stuff. But the whole point is that, you know, it kind of keeps it fun, festive, but that's just our monthly promo that we're doing right now. So if you're like, damn, we haven't gotten our Roomba yet, easy peasy. Solar is just the easiest way to get a Roomba at this point.
And we're not one of those companies that just charges you more and gives you less. Your price is the same as it was last month, but now you just get this little
bonus.
Think
about that. That's so sad. Companies
We're not just adding $500, $600 to the price. This is like, honestly, out of the kindness of our heart. It's a hard season for us, but yeah, we want to give back, and a Christmas present is great. And we'll talk. So we're going to do a podcast next week, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Holly Jolly Christmas stuff. And we'll talk about the Merry and Bright Christmas that we do. And I'll leave that for, you know, the next month. But one of the things that is, or the next week, one of the things that is coming up is our webinar. So on December 18th at 2 p.m., you can go to our latest blog post and find it. We are doing a solar webinar. And all that means is that we're going to get down in the nitty gritty and how it actually affects a home, what the battery storage, what the incentives are, and give a roundabout price point. First person that signs up for solar and gets a quote will get their first year of solar payments covered by us. And there will be a $100 gift card giveaway at the end to a random person who's still listening towards the end of the webinar. And the seats are filling up fast.
So just to reiterate that, in case anybody didn't catch that, the first person that signs up is having their first year of solar payments covered.
And what does that mean, Austin? Are we just adding on the first year of payments to the top of the system?
No, I don't think people...
We're eating that like a bullet.
Yes, but on top of that, so what that means for you as a homeowner, just as to paint that as a very simple picture, you are having the entire benefit of solar batteries, the entire installation is being completed, all the incentives we are going to help you take advantage of. So you're going to get your whole system installed, the advantage of all the incentives, but then an entire year of payments are being mitigated. So that way you're looking at 2027 is what you'd be slingshotting yourself into with the benefit of solar. I dare say by the time we hit 2027, your Ameren bill is not going to look quite the same. So again, for what it's worth, the value proposition seems really, really, again, when it's too good to be true, don't count it out. When it's with us, by all means, it is as valid as can be. But please do not be dismissive of that. Be open-minded. Someone is going to get it. That's the fun part. It's not everyone gets to get it, just the first person. But someone's going to be very, very excited that they pulled the trigger on that.
Well, I think that is it for us today. Welcome to the first true episode of the Solar Power Hour. 21st is the one where we go into detail for over an hour. And let us know what you think. You know, leave a comment, talk about something, feel something, share something. You know, if we're just over here spitting words into the abyss and not getting any reaction out of it, what the hell's the point in that? So yeah, let us know how you feel about the podcast, anything you want to know more about, anything you want us to jump into detail of. We're happy to cover everything. We do know a lot, and sometimes it feels like we overshare, but at the end of the day, we're here for you. here for you.
So, well, good stuff. We'll wrap it up there, but thank you for tuning in to the official 21st Solar Power Hour.